I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. Another away win in Liverpool, another victory.
Yeah, it was a tough game, to be honest, but we stuck to it and done what we needed to do and come back with the 3 points.
Yeah, we didn't seem to be doing the best in midfield, but the defence held strong and thankfully we had four different strikers on target, so the 4-0 victory probably was deserved.
Yeah, to be honest, the two girls in midfield are pretty similar players, so whereas normally we play the 4-1-4-1, we put them two together and it was sort of as if they were both doing the same job type of thing, so that's why sort of second half we changed things a little bit to try and get that little bit of an advantage.
And the masterclass of swapping over Kirsty and Chloe delivered a goal straight away?
Yeah, sometimes we find that we're sort of, I suppose it's against ourselves really, with obviously videos and pictures. Every other team can see exactly what we do and what each player does. So a lot of the times, it's like obviously they stuck a couple of players on Shelby, a couple of players on Kerr. So every time they got the ball, they were straight on to try and obviously prevent them from doing what they're good at.
Yeah.
So that's why we had to sort of change things around a little bit and it hopefully did work in the end.
Yeah, led to a terrific goal by Chloe for the third and then a bit of an opportunistic one by Mia at the end when a couple of their players clashed. But it's only the same as what happened to us in the opening of last season against Walton.
Yeah, to be honest, it's one of them at the end of the day. We've told the girls, especially from the game last week, where we stopped and the ref never blew. It's like we tell them now, you play to the whistle. You know, until he blows that whistle, you carry on and do what you've got to do. And if it results in a goal, then happy days. You know, and if the ref blows, then it's just unfortunate. But looked like two of their players, obviously come out, the keeper and the player, and as sort of Liv pushed forward, them two players clashed. And then that was it. Left it to get the ball, but
yeah, it came back, and Mia just knocked it over the lot of them into an empty net.
Yeah, and unfortunately, sometimes things happen like that, and you know it come good for us in the end. And you know, it was a tough game. Don't get me wrong, they're a physical side, so we just had to play the football that we're good at.
Yeah, and speaking of tough games, next week, Bolton FA Cup.
Yeah, it's obviously first time in the Women's FA Cup. So that's a first for us, but again, it's going to be a tough game. Obviously, we've come across Bolton in the past.
Yeah,
and, we played them
in the cup last season. Got beat 3-0. So let's hope a little bit of home advantage, and by the time the new players have settled in this season, we might be able to spring a surprise on them.
Hopefully, that's what we're intending to do. But football's football. You know, it's all what happens on the day. You could be the best team in the world and spend millions of pounds and still come away with nothing. So we're just hoping for a bit of luck and some good football.
Yeah, let's see what we can manage. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Cheers.
So we're